Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. The Philadelphia Water Department is defending its public drinking water supply after a report earlier this week detected PFAS in tap water in 44 cities. KYW's Kim Glovis reports that list does include Philadelphia.
Kelly Anderson is manager of the Philadelphia Water Department Watershed Protection Program. She says the report by the Environmental Working Group tested only one water sample and did not provide enough information on where it found the PFAS contamination. Anderson also says the Water Department is monitoring PFAS now and has in the past.
The levels that PWD had tested back in 2014 as a part of an EPA study, so levels well below the 70 parts per trillion health advisory. And I believe we are doing all that we can to protect Philadelphia's drinking water and that our drinking water quality is great.
Anderson says an ongoing voluntary research sampling program is underway right now in regional source waters, and she adds that data will be available later this year. Meanwhile, a number of grassroots groups came together on Martin Luther King Day to host a community hearing to share stories of the perils of cash bail. KYW's community affairs reporter Cherry Gregg was there, as there were more than a dozen elected officials also in attendance.
More than 200 people packed into the sanctuary of the Bible Way Church in West Philadelphia. The goal? Discuss the impact of cash bail and pretrial detention on families.
So today we're here to hold a hearing.
The so-called People's Hearing gave the microphone to those impacted by the system, individuals who could not afford cash bail, but were detained until the Philadelphia Community Bail Fund got them out.
My incarceration jeopardized my mental and physical health.
It was humiliating, it was demeaning. It was unfair.
Those in the seats listening included Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner, members of city council and the state legislature.
So you had a $500,000, $500,000 bail.
Yes, my bail was $500,000 plus 20 more thousand.
William Bentley works for the Philadelphia Community Bail Fund and the Youth Art Self-Empowerment Project. He was locked up pretrial at 17 and put in adult jail.
They use scare tactics like, when you go up there, you'll be sexually assaulted. Kids that go up there don't make it out, and I'll probably be dead.
So far, the Philadelphia Community Bail Fund has posted $1 million in local bails. Meanwhile, 7 months after the explosion and fire that shut down the Philadelphia Energy Solutions refinery, the future of the facility is still very much unclear, despite several significant events this week. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has the update.
On Wednesday, PES announced the winning bid for the refinery site was the $240 million offer from HRC Philadelphia, a subsidiary of the Chicago-based real estate developer Hilco. The city's managing director, Brian Abernathy, said the company indicated it would pursue a safer, more environmentally friendly reuse.
When you look at the refinery advisory group's report, Hilco checked a lot of the boxes.
But the next day, a group of creditors, including the refinery's union, announced they'd vote against the plan, in part for the very reason that it does not create an opportunity for refining. Ryan O'Callaghan is head of the Steelworkers Local.
We want the refinery to come back as a refinery or fuel production facility, and there's a possibility in that with the other bid.
The other bid was from Industrial Realty Group, which actually bid $25 million more than HRC. Another reason the creditors, who have $1.2 billion in claims against PES, object to the sale.
A bankruptcy judge will weigh in on February 6th. Meanwhile, if you're lucky enough to hit the lottery in New Jersey, you will now be able to keep that news to yourself, if you want. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden explains.
Six states allow winners to remain anonymous. With the stroke of Governor Phil Murphy's pen, New Jersey becomes number 7. Paulsboro Assemblyman John Berzicelli sponsored the bill and says it just makes sense to give the winner the option.
The beauty of it is it's all up to the individual. The winner can choose to be very public. The winner can choose to be private.
The people at the state lottery will know who you are because you'll still be liable for taxes on that windfall, not to mention anything you might have owed beforehand. They just won't be allowed to release your identity without your consent. Mind you, keeping the secret over time will be on you.
The New Jersey Lottery is working on new regulations and incorporating the anonymity option into future advertising. And the Philadelphia Foundation has just announced grant recipients who came up with projects based on last fall's On the Table community discussions. KYW Sadas Kuznets has more on how people are turning their ideas into action.
Last November, people in Philadelphia were challenged to gather those they know for a program called On the Table, in which they discussed issues important to their communities over a meal.
We had over 6,000 people participate in discussions organized by friends, neighbors, co-workers.
That's Pedro Ramos, president of the Philadelphia Foundation. He says coming up with ideas was just the first step in improving their communities. To turn their ideas into actions,
we ran a grant program that awarded up to $1,000 to advance ideas that people had around their tables. And we are announcing here 50 winners of $1,000 grants.
He says they had to choose 50 grants from about 90 applications.
About a quarter of those grants focus on the 2020 census.
Other grants will help solve problems having to do with lack of refrigeration in food pantries, gun safety, veterans issues, health, and more. A complete list can be found on our website, kywnewsradio.com. And that's the All Local. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.